天我们学习到约书亚带着以色列百姓啊，采取中央突破的战术，结束了这中部的战争。
Yesterday we learned that Joshua had completed the battle in the central region.
好，我们来看这个第二张的图哦。
Now we're going to look at the second map.
哎，那个，他们从吉甲就是最右边的这个吉甲攻打了耶利哥城，在进攻爱城。
Starting from the very right at Gilgal, they attack the city of Jericho. Next, they attack the city of Ai.
接下来有两个选择。
After this, they have two choices.
就是往北或者是往南这两个选择。
They either go north or go south.
结果他们先往南。
They decided to go south.
原因是在这当中发生了一件事情。
And there is one reason.
就是在南边在附近有一个这个基变这一座城的人来欺骗他们，来跟他们立约。
Because in the south there is the Gibeonites who came and deceived them and made a covenant with them.
我们先看到这个大纲就是最后那个slide 最后一个。
And we're going to talk about the last item on this slide.
这里谈到这个当我们来看第九章
Let's look at Joshua chapter 9.
九章我们请看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节谈到这个附近的诸王就是这个赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人他们都要聚集同心合意，要与约书亚和以色列人征战。
Here the kings of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites all gathered together to fight with Joshua.
当时的迦南地并不是一个统一的国家。
At the time, the land of Canaan was not one united kingdom.
乃是由不同的种族各组成的这个类似联邦一样邦城。
But it was made with the different kinds of people in there. They share the same land.
他们各有自己的这个各有自己的这个可以说种族啦，或者是小国啦。
They each have their own tribe in the little kingdom.
他们并不是一个统一的国家。
They're not one united kingdom.
那平常也许就这个会互相攻击。
Sometimes they might fight against each other.
但是面对现在有外地来的入侵者所以他们知道如果靠自己的力量没有办法来胜过以色列人。
Now that they see the Israelites, their enemies from outside coming, therefore they realize that they cannot fight alone.
所以他们打算要联合起来来对抗。
They decided to join force.
在这个时候在附近有一座城叫基变那基变的居民他们却来找约书亚。
At this time, there's a nearby city occupied by the Gibeonites. They came to look for Joshua.
这不是一座小城。
This is not a small city.
我们看第十章。
Let's look at chapter 10.
第二节。
Verse
2. 二节说，因就甚惧怕，因为基变是一座大城，如都城一般，比爱城更大，并且城内的人都是勇士。
Here is said that the kings fear Gibeon because it was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men in there were mighty.
他们来找约书亚，要跟约书亚立约。
But they came to Joshua to wanted to have a treaty with Joshua.
我们来看这个当时神曾经有交代这个吩咐摩西转告以色列百姓进到 迦南地的时候，面对着迦南地的这些迦南地的七族啊，应该要怎么做？
God once commanded Moses what to do with the seven tribes in Canaan.
好，我们来看《生命记》的二十章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter
20.
20.
生命记二十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 20.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，你临近一座城要攻打的时候，要先对城里的民宣告和睦的话，是一节。
11.
他们若以和睦的话回答你，给你开的城，城里所有的人都要给你效劳服侍，是二节。
12.
你若不若不肯与你和好，反要与你打仗，你就要围困那城，十三节。
13.
主你的神把城交付在你手里，就要用刀杀尽这城的男丁。十四节。
14.
唯有妇女孩子牲畜和城内一切的财物，你可以取为自己的掠物。主你的神把你仇敌的财物赐给你，你可以吃用。十五节。
15.
离你甚远的各城，不是这些国民的城，你都要这样待他，十六节。
16.
但这些国民的城，主你的神既视你为业，其中凡有血气的一个不可存活，十七节。
17.
只要照主你神所吩咐的，将这赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人都灭绝尽尽，十八节。
18.
免得你们教导你们免得他们教导你们学习一切可憎恶的事，就是他们向自己神所行的，以至于你们得罪主你们的神。在这里我们看到这个神吩咐摩西教导他们对待迦南地这个当地的这些人的一个原则。
Here God has commanded Moses to follow the guidelines of what to do towards the seven tribes in Canaan.
好，那这个迦南七族一个都不能留。
They are not allowed to keep any of the seven tribes.
通通要灭绝尽尽。
But they should be utterly destroyed.
为什么？
Why is that?
还是这个信仰的考量哦。
It is because of their faith.
因为怕当中这些留下来的这个迦南人会影响到以色列人他们对神纯正的信仰。
God was afraid that the Canaanites will affect the faith, the pure faith of the Israelites.
会被引诱去拜他们的神。
That they will be tempted to worship idols.
以至于犯罪来得罪神。
And sin against God.
所以这个迦南地的人通通要灭绝。
Therefore, all the Canaanites should be destroyed.
这是神对迦南地的人一个公义的审判。
That is the righteous judgment of God towards them.
那至于说离他们比较远的这些城啊。
But as for the cities that are farther away from them.
神对以色列人的教导就是如果他们愿意投降成为你们的仆人你们可以留他们存活跟他们立约讲和。
The command of God concerning them is that they can make treaty with them if they're willing to be under tribute.
那如果他们不愿意反而要跟你们征战要攻击你们那就出于自我防卫可以把他们城里的男丁杀尽占领他们城抢夺他们里头的东西。
But if they're not willing to be placed under tribute to the Israelites, then the Israelites are allowed to make war with them and besiege their city, kill all the males, but keep the women and little ones and livestock and the spoil.
所以就在这样子的一个背景之下，这个畸变人，他们运用诡计 就得逞了。
Under this guidelines, the Gibeonites tricked the Israelites.
哦，我们来看看哦，基遍人怎么欺骗以色列人的。
So let's study how they tricked the Israelites.
我们看回来《约书亚记》的第九章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 9.
哦，九章第三节。
Verse 3.
三节，基遍的居民听见约书亚向耶利哥和爱城所行的事。第四节
，four，
就是诡计，啊，假充，啊 ，sorry， 假充使者拿旧口袋和破裂缝补的旧皮带，驮在啊驴上。五节
，five，
将补过的鞋啊旧鞋穿在脚上。把旧衣服穿在身上，他们所带的饼都是干的，长了霉。六节。
Six.
他们到基甲营中见约书亚，对他和以色列人说：“我们是从远方来的，现在求你与我们立约。第七节。
Seven.
以色列人对这些西位人说：“只怕你们是住在我们中间的，若是这样，怎能和你们立约呢？”八节。
Eight.
他们对约书亚说：“我们是你的仆人。”约书亚问他们说：“你们是什么人？是从哪里来的？”九节。
Nine.
他们回答说：“仆人，啊，从极远之地而来，是因听见主你神的名声和他在埃及所行的一切事。”第十节。
Ten.
并他向约旦河东的两个亚摩利王，就是啊西斯本王西宏和在亚斯他路的巴山王二一切所行的事。十一节。
Eleven.
我们的长老和我们那地的一切居民对我们说：“你们手里要带着路上用的食物去迎接以色列人，啊，对他们说我们是你们的仆人，现在求你与我们立约。”十二节。
Twelve.
我们出来要往你们这里来的日子，从家里带出来的这饼还是热的，看啊，现在都长了，都干了，长了霉了。十三节。
13.
这皮带啊，这啤酒袋，我们啊盛酒的时候还是新的，看啊，现在已经破裂。我们这衣服和鞋，因为道路啊甚远，也都穿旧了。我们看到这个啊，基遍人哦，他们用伪装欺敌的方法。来骗以色列人。
Here we can see that the Gibeonites disguised themselves to trick the Israelites.
他们拿着这个拿着旧的口袋破裂的这个皮带拿着这个长了霉的这个饼穿着旧衣旧鞋来见约书亚。
They took all sacks, all wineskin torn and mended.All and patched sandals on their feet, and all garments on them, and all the dry and moldy food, to come see Joshua.
来证明啊，我们哦，是很从很远的地方来的。
To prove that they came from a far country.
并不是住在你们中间的。
That they do not dwell among them.
所以对你们不会有威胁的。
Therefore, they will not be able to. Endangering the Israelites.
那加上哦，因为我们听到哦，这个你们的神哦，以及他所行的这个大能啊，我们都很害怕。
And they said that we heard about what God has done. Therefore, we are very afraid.
所以啊，我们的居民哦，我们的领导者哦，派我们做代表来跟你们讲和立约，我们愿意当你们的仆人。
That's why our elders and inhabitants of our country has sent us to make a treaty with you.
并且呀，展示出这个带来的这个发了霉的饼，还有这个破的酒袋，这个旧衣旧鞋，来佐证啊，他们确实啊是从很远的地方来的。
The Gibeonites proved that they have come from a very far place by showing the Israelites the moldy bread and the old wineskin and sandals.
从表面从表象来看，他们真的好像是从很远的地方来的。
On the surface, they truly seem like they have come from a very far country.
经过长途的跋涉，这衣服鞋子都穿旧了。
After a long journey, their clothes and sandals have been worn.
带来的食物啊，也都长霉坏掉了。
Their food has become moldy and rotten.
让这个约书亚跟以色列百姓啊没有什么怀疑啊。
So that Joshua and the Israelites did not think anything.
很多人啊都
did not doubt them.
都讲说眼见为信哦。
And many times we believe by what our eyes see.
如果看不见的，我们不相信。
We don't believe in things that we can't see.
我们只相信那个我们看得见的。
We only believe in things that we can see.
但是看得见的，真的就是事情的事实吗？
But are the things that we can see the truth?
有时候不一定。
Not necessarily.
很多在圣经里头有很多的事情都是这样子表面跟实际是完全不一样的。
In the Bible, we can see many examples showing us that what is on the surface is different from what is the truth.
比如说这个约瑟。
For example, Joseph.
约瑟被他女子们这个要引诱他犯罪。
He was tempted by his master's wife to sin.
那约瑟就跟他女子们保持距离不单独跟他在一起。
Therefore, he kept a distance with her.
那有一次刚好被他女子们逮到机会两个人单独在一起，那女主人就拉着约瑟要约瑟跟他犯罪。
But one day she found an opportunity to be alone with him, and she took hold of him and wanted to commit sexual immorality with him.
约瑟当然拒绝了拿一个金蝉脱壳干脆衣服不要了跑走赶快跑走。
So Joseph rejected her and ran away and left behind the garment.
我们遇到危险的时候不要太相信自己。
When we come upon dangers, don't trust yourself too much.
要赶快离开那个罪恶的地方。
We need to flee from the situations which can tempt us.
因为我们也是带着情欲的。
Because our body carries lust and desires.
在情欲发动之前呢，我们要赶快离开引诱我们犯罪陷入到罪里面 的这个场合。
Before our desires turns into lust, we need to flee away from the situation.
那这个女主人呢，有点恼羞成怒老娘落花有意你竟然流水无情不解风情所以就拿着这个衣服向她丈夫告状。
And because the master's wife was very angry at the situation where she could not get what she wanted, therefore she went to her husband to complain about Joseph.
对她的丈夫说，你看你带回来那个希伯来人竟然想要非礼我。
Look, the Hebrew that you brought back, he wanted to,
对我做坏事。
He wanted to take advantage of me.
你看他的衣服在这里呀。
Look, I have his clothes.
这个我们看这时候约瑟有什么话讲？你的衣服怎么会跑到女主人的手里呢？
And what can Joseph say to solve the problems because his clothes was with the master's wife?
那如果再加上一般人的想象跟判断。
So based on everyone's common sense.
怎么会有那个女主人想要跟这个仆人有这个不正常的婚外情？一定都是这个仆人癞蛤蟆想吃天鹅肉就是有这个非分之想要高攀一定是这样子。
And to human logic, they would not understand why would a master's wife wanted to be together with a slave. So it has to be that the slave wanted to take advantage of the master's wife.
所以这个约瑟真的是没有话讲
So Joseph cannot explain himself in this case.
这个林布兰画家画了一幅画，就是这样的一幅约瑟头低低的然后他女主人拿着约瑟的衣服然后这个指着约瑟。
There was an artist that drew a painting about the story where Joseph's head was bowed down and the master's wife holding on to the garment of Joseph, pointing at Joseph. And the master was standing amidst them. And from anyone's point of view, Joseph was guilty. The master was so kind to him. And your master had heavily valued you, and yet you do this.
你不懂得报答主人的恩典，反而要欺负你主人。
And so, if he did not know how to repay his master, but instead he wanted to take advantage of the master's wife.
约瑟成了十恶不赦的大罪人。
Joseph became the greatest criminal in this case.
但事实是这样吗？
But is that the truth?
不是。
It's not.
还有一个例子。
There's another example.
大卫犯罪的例子。
About David sinning.
当大卫啊，因为失去警醒，又受到肉体情欲的冲动啊，他跟这个他部下的太太拔示巴有的关系啊，结果对方怀孕了。
This is about David when he lost his alertness and also was tempted by his desires. Therefore, he committed adultery with his official's wife, and the wife became pregnant.
那赶快啊，这个拔示巴就赶快找人来告诉大卫啊，说怀孕了，怎么办？
Bathsheba sent a messenger to tell David that she is pregnant.
如果到时候肚子跑出来啊，人家问说你的丈夫不是在前线打仗吗？你怎么会怀孕呢？
So as time progresses, her belly is going to become bigger, and people will start to question, isn't your husband in the battlefield all this time?
那如果我说啊，这个孩子里的父亲啊，就是当今的国王啊，那下等到那个时候就糟糕了。
If she tells the truth that the father of this child is the king, then that will be very troublesome.
所以大卫啊，想一想，这个要想个办法哦。所以他想出了一招移花接木，然后就是把他的丈夫啊从前线找回来，叫他回家陪太太，然后到时候就可以赖在他丈夫的身上。
So David thought of a scheme to call back the husband from the battlefield so that he could spend some time with the wife. And then in the future, when she conceived, or if people see that her belly becomes bigger, then he could blame it on the husband.
那没想到他这个部下这个乌利亚忠心耿耿不回家睡觉。
But his officer Uriah was so loyal and faithful that he did not go home to sleep with his wife.
两次大卫给他这个荣誉假给他有特别的休假，他两次都不回家。
So two times David gave Uriah a vacation to go home, and two times he did not.
那眼看这个日子一天一天的过这个肚子一天一天大，这个再也藏不起来了。
And the time is ticking, and the belly may not be able to hide anymore.
那这个事情要赶快解决。
Therefore, he wanted to solve the problem as soon as possible.
那乌利亚你既然敬酒不吃，你就吃罚酒给你好，你还不好那大卫想出另外一个，就是借刀杀人写了一封信叫乌利亚这个傻瓜拿回去给元帅约押。
So David thought of another scheme, and he wrote a letter to Joab, his commander.
叫这个约押把乌利亚派到最前线，然后喊退兵，让乌利亚一个人死在那里。
So he planned to send Uriah to the front line, and then suddenly they are going to retreat the army and leave Uriah in the front line to die.
那这个乌利亚果然光荣战死。
And indeed, he died of honor in the front line.
那这个时候大卫再来一个接受部署遗孀把他娶回去照顾他
So, as a result, then David went to take Bathsheba back to the palace to take care of her.
不知道的人一定会称赞大卫，你看我们的国王多好啊，多仁慈。
People who don't know the real situation would praise David for being so kind.
照顾部属的这个家庭，甚至连小兵的太太，他都把他照顾一辈子。That
their King David is taking care of the wife of the dead soldier.
那事实上是不是真的这样？
But is that the truth?
不是啊。
No.
大卫不但不是仁慈的王，他还抢夺人家的妻子，杀了人家的丈夫。
David was not a kind king. Actually, he killed his officer and took the officer's wife.
所以很多时候，我们看到的表面，不一定是他的真相。
So the things that we see on the first surface may not be the truth.
不要忘记，魔鬼也会装成光明的天使。
Because even Satan can disguise as the angel of light.
所以这个畸变人的这个诡计，在提醒我们。
So from the example of the trick of Gibeon, this teaches us this.
我们真的要谨慎我们所看见的。We
need to be very watchful in what we see.
不要轻易的做判断。
We should not make a judgment so easily.
因为很多时候表面看到的并不是他的真相。
Because a lot of times the things that we see on the surface may not be the truth.
但是我们看这个约书亚跟这个以色列百姓却上当。But
we see that the Joshua and the Israelites were deceived by the Gibeonites.
跟他们讲和立约，甚至起誓了。They
made a covenant with an oath.
为什么他们会上当？当然就被表象所骗。Why
is it that they were deceived other than the fact that the Gibeonites disguised themselves?
那另外一个主要的原因呢？Another
important factor is
还是老问题，没有求告神。They
did not inquire of the Lord.
有人这么说了。Some
people say
人类从历史上所学到的就是没有学到什么。The
humankind's what humankind have learned from history is that they did not learn anything.
这是什么意思？就是人经常会犯重复的错误。That
means we always make the same mistakes as in the past.
我们之前说到爱城之役失败，当然主要的是亚干犯罪，那另外的原因就是他们没有求告神。
We talked about that previously in the battle of Ai, the reason that they were defeated was because of Achan's sin and as well as because they did not inquire of the Lord.
那在这里，畸变人来骗他们，他们同样又因为没有求告神，又再一次的失败上当。Here
in the incident of the Gibeonite, they make the same mistake of not inquiring of the Lord.
所以这个也告诉我们，今天属灵的功课，不是说我们过关了，就没事了。
So this teaches us for our homework in our spiritual life is that if we overcome one test, that doesn't mean that we're done.
这个不是在打电动玩具，我过的这一关，就不会再一次。This
is not like a video games where you have finished one stage that you don't have to go back to the same stage again.
如果我们不谨慎的话，同样的，过去胜过的，或者过去失败的，会不断的在重复。
If we're not careful, then the test that we have overcome in the past will come back again to test us.
所以我们要不断地祷告来依靠神。Therefore,
we need to pray unceasingly to rely on God.
让我们随时保持一个警醒的心。So
that our hearts can always be watchful.
那既然已经受骗上当了，那怎么办呢？
Well, since they have already been deceived, what should they do now?
这个三天后，他们发现说这个畸变人就在他们眼前呢。In
3 days, they realized that the Gibeonites are actually their neighbors.
不是他们所说的，是从很遥远的地方来的。They
are not the people from far away.
那这个时候，所有的这个百姓，都对这些立约的首领就发怨言了。
Therefore, the Israelites came before the Gibeonites to complain.
哦，你怎么 怎么这么大意这么轻忽啊？跟他们立约，那现在怎么办呢？
So the Israelites came to Joshua to complain and say, "Why did you make covenant so easily with them?"
那一定有人说把他们杀了。
Some people say, "Let's kill them all."
因为他们骗我们在先嘛，他们错在先所以我们把他杀了没有怎么样啊。
Some people ration that it is okay to kill them all because they deceived us first.
虽然立约啦，发誓说不可以啊。
Even though from the oath that they took, they are not allowed to kill them.
杀他们是错的。
Killing them is wrong according to the covenant.
但是因为他们欺骗我们在先，他们错在先嘛。
But because they lied to us first, therefore we don't have to follow the oath.
所以我们杀他们，那也没算什么吧。
Therefore, it is okay for us to kill them all.
用错误报错误嘛。
This is to repay evil with evil.
这样可不可以啊
？Is this okay？
这样行不行啊
？Can we do this？
第二次那个米利巴水事件
In the second incident in Mara。
他们第一次这个以色列百姓出在旷野上遇到没有水喝，神叫摩西这个击打磐石出水，让以色列百姓得到水喝。
That was the second time where the Israelites were in the wilderness that they had no water, and God commanded Moses to strike the rock.
The first time,
that the rock will flow out water.
那时候他们刚出埃及他们灵性软弱幼稚所以神允许 神吩咐摩西这么做。
That was the first time that they have this problem, and they just came out of Egypt. Therefore, they were weak.And God commanded Moses to do this.
神没有计较这些以色列百姓，动不动就发怨言。
God was not angry at them, always complaining at that time.
因为灵性还是小孩嘛。
Because their spirituality is like a little kid.
但是经过快40年以后的旷野训练。
But after the training of 40 years in the wilderness.
同样的功课又要再补考一次他们同样又没水喝了。
The same thing happened to them again where they had no water.
同样又发怨言。
But they also complained this time.
就是如同刚刚传道所说的同样的功课要不断的学习。
Just like I mentioned earlier, God will give us the same homework more than once.
结果这一次神叫摩西去吩咐磐石出水上一次是击打磐石出水，这次是用吩咐的。
This time, God commanded Moses to command the rock to flow out water instead of hit the rock.
这时候的摩西刚好他的姐姐米利安才离世，说心里还很悲伤难过。
At this time, Moses' sister just passed away, so he was still grieving.
没有人安慰他。
Nobody came to comfort him.
反而吵着说没水喝啊。
But they complain and grumble against him instead.
摩西这时候他也动了血气了。
So at this time, Moses became angry.
就骂了以色列人一顿然后再击打磐石出水。
He rebuked the multitudes and then he hit the rock with the staff.
结果摩西跟亚伦两个人被神处罚不能够进到迦南地。
And because of that, he was punished by God that he is unable to enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他们在神百姓面前没有尊神为圣。
Because he did not keep the word of God holy.
神要你，神还是体贴百姓的软弱，要你吩咐磐石出水。结果你这个仆人反而在那边大发脾气
God wanted Moses to command the water to come out from the rock to help the congregation. Yet his servant Moses became angry instead.
把主人放到一边去了。
And he has put his master, who's God, aside.
这个就是没有尊神为圣。
And that is not respecting and fear God.
自己当主人了。
He became the master himself.
但是从头到尾，我们看到百姓还是得到水喝了。
But we can see that from the results that the congregation still received water from God.
结果受处罚的是什么？受处罚的是神的仆人摩西跟亚伦。
But the people who are being punished were Aaron and Moses, the servants of God.
或许我们学着说，真倒霉哦，服侍神还真倒霉。
And we see that
有功无赏哦，出错都要赔偿。
So we see that sometimes when we serve God, we have such bad luck. We try so hard, yet we're the one being punished.
百姓先错在先呐，所以摩西是跟着，是因为百姓错在先，他才跟着错啊。
Moses could have said that it was because of the fault of the congregation.
哦，那我或者我们会认为说，这个是人之常情嘛，这个也是应该的嘛。
We may say that Moses was just acting like a normal human being.
哦，就经常哦，你看他那个小孩子打架哈，都会说是他先打我的，所以我才打回去哈。Many
times when you see kids fighting, when you ask them what happened, they'll always say he hits me first.
哦，因为他打我，所以我就打回去啊，这是合理的。And
that's why I hit back, and that is very justifiable.
哦，以牙还牙，以眼还眼嘛。An
eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
哦，所以以错误。 哦，回应错误啊
！Repaying evil with evil.
但是在神的原则里头不是这样。
But in God's principle, this is not right.
哦，摩西没有哈，摩西用错误回应错误啊，结果他受处罚。那百姓啊，还是得好处啊。
Because Moses repaid evil with evil towards the congregation, therefore he was being punished, and yet the Israelites were still receiving their water.
哦，但是这个就是十字架的道理耶。
That is the principle and teachings of the cross.
我们的主耶稣有没有做错任何事情？
Did our Jesus Christ do anything wrong?
没有啊。
No.
做错的事情的是我们耶。
The people who have done wrong is us.
但是他却为我们而死。
But he died on our behalf.
为我们受处罚。
He was being punished for our sake.
这个就是十字架的道理。
That is the teaching of the cross.
所以每一个要服侍神的人都要明白这个道理。
Therefore, anyone who wants to serve God needs to understand this principle.
所以，这个约书亚在处理畸变这一件事情，他不能够用恶来报恶。
So Joshua cannot repay evil with evil when dealing with the Gibeonites.
在这个撒母耳记下，我们来看一下。
Let us now look at 2 Samuel
21章,
chapter 21.
撒母耳记下21章,
2 Samuel chapter 21.
21章我们来看第一节。
Verse 1.
一节大卫年间有饥荒一连三年，大卫就求问神，神说，这饥荒是因为扫罗和他流人血之家。 杀死畸变人。第二节。Verse 2. 原来这畸变人不是以色列人，乃是亚摩利人中所剩的。以色列人曾向他们起誓，不杀灭他们。扫罗却以以色列人和犹大人发热心，想要杀灭他们。我们看到这个当时的扫罗，这个因为这个种族偏见，因为要统一。 这个心态，所以要把不能已经立约说不能够杀害的畸变人，要把他们杀掉。Here
we can see that Saul, because of his zeal for Israel and he wanted to unite the kingdom, therefore he sought to kill the Gibeonites, whom they have sworn not to kill.
那结果神就降灾祸，就饥荒了。Therefore
God sent down a famine.
人可以忘记，神不会忘记的。Human
beings may forget our oath, but God does not forget.
那人往往因为自认为自己的热心，而违背了这个神的吩咐。Humankind
always go against the commandments of God in the name of their zeal.
我们很多时候在服侍神，也会犯了扫罗这样的毛病。
Sometimes in our service, we may make the same mistake as Paul, as Saul.
这个就是昨天传道跟大家相互的勉励说，筑那个祭坛不能够动铁器。Just
like I told you yesterday, when we built the altar, we cannot touch anything that's iron.
除了说不会把神雕刻成某种这个受造之物之外，也告诉我们。
Other than we're not allowed to make any form of God.
献祭服事不可以有仁义，因为动了铁器啊，就代表掺杂着仁义在里头了。就用那个，用那个工具啊，去雕刻啊，那个叫动铁器啊，圣经上说的。
So when they're building the altar, they're not allowed to use tools, because this represents using the will of man.
服侍神要照我们自己的想法。你要我帮忙，你所有的电脑通通要换新的，换成哪一个品牌，哪一个，一个 model 的，我才要服侍啊，不然我不要。
So when we serve God, we cannot use the will of man. For example, if you want me to serve, then you have to change all the computers into certain models, then I will serve.
如果你要我出来服事啊，通通要照我的方法，不然我不要。
Or if you want me to serve in the church, then you need to listen to all that I have to say.
这个就是在在这个足坛献祭啊，你用了工具然后去雕刻去制作了。
This is likened to building the altar with tools to carve images.
所以这个也是不能动铁器来筑祭坛的原因的教导。
That is the teachings from the fact that we're not allowed to use human tools to make the altar.
那补救的方法就是要照着跟祭奠人所立的合约。
So, how do they save themselves from this mistake of making covenant with the Gibeonites?
那只不过照着这个祭奠人他们自己所当时所说的要当仆人所以这个祭奠人就成为以色列人的仆人，成了将以后圣殿里头服事的奠役就是这个尼提人。
So they have to accept this covenant that they have made with the Gibeonites, but the Gibeonites have to follow their oath in becoming the servants of the Israelites and to serve in.
那个是在这个在历代治下后来所罗门王建了圣殿之后，在里头这个挑水砍柴的。这些殿役这些在圣殿里头当仆人的称作尼提灵人。
So they have to become the little servants that will serve in the temples, like cutting woods and carrying water.
那这个祭奠人这个事情也有属灵的预表。
There is a spiritual teachings in this incident.
祭奠人原本是要被灭亡的。
The Gibeonites were the ones that were going to be destroyed.
但是却因为他们惧怕神，惧怕以色列人，他们甚至用诡计要得到拯救。
And because they fear God and also the Israelites, therefore they use trick to receive salvation.
那就像我们今天一样我们原本是在神的救恩以外的。
And that is like us, we were originally outside of God's salvation plan.
因为神他的恩典让我们能得救破例外的
Because of God's grace that we are becoming part of the salvation plan.
所以我们就像这些祭奠人
We're just like the Gibeonites.
我们因着神因着我们对神的敬畏我们得到神的救恩。
Because we fear God, we have received salvation.
我们能够成为服侍神的人。
Therefore, we will become the little servant that serves God.
我们这一节先到这里，我们一起同心默祷。
Let's conclude our class. Let's bow our heads and have a silent prayer.